About the time Daniel Boone was making Kentucky safe for settlement, Davy Crockett was born in what is now the state of Tennessee. Davy was a sharpshooter, a scout, an Indian fighter, a congressman, and a hunter. He was a mighty fine hunter, too. When he was only a boy, he bagged a turkey big enough to feed his family for a week. When he was a man, he killed 105 bears in less than a year. People said Davy was so good he didn't even have to fire. He just looked up a tree. The bear looked at him, meek as you please, and said, "Don't shoot. I'll come down." One winter, when it was time to do some hunting, Davy found he was all out of powder. There was a keg of it waiting for him in a cabin on the other side of the Ohio River, and Davy decided to fetch it. He left his cabin in a blinding snowstorm. With some dry clothing and his gun held high above his shoulders, he started to wade across the river. When it became too deep, he built himself a sapling bridge. It held, and he had to cross only one more log to reach the other side of the river, but the log was shaky. Suddenly, Davy fell into the freezing water. He waded to the shore, but his arms and legs were so frozen he could barely walk. He changed his clothes and, numb as he was, walked 5 miles to the cabin to pick up his powder. The next morning, he headed back for home. This time, he found the river frozen. He started to cross the ice, but it didn't hold him. Again, he splashed into the bitter, cold water. But he made it home with his gun and his powder dry. The next day, he set out with his dogs. "I've got a feeling there's a big black bear sitting in the woods and laughing, thinking he shook me," said Davy. "Well, I mean to get that bear today." Davy followed his dogs into a clearing. Then, there was the bear. Davy fired, but the shot only enraged the beast. He went for one of the dogs. "Off my dog, you varmint," cried Davy. He went after the bear with a hatchet, and the bear dropped the dog. Then Davy reached for his gun. Davy got his bear, but he couldn't get home right away. In the freezing cold, he had trouble staying alive. To keep his blood circulating, he slid up and down a tree all night long.
As I was a-walking one morning for pleasure, I spied a cowpuncher come riding along. His hat was thrown back and his spurs were a-jingling, and as he approached he was singing this song. Whoopie-tie-yo, get along, little doggy, it's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoopie-tie-yo, get along, little doggy, for you know Wyoming will be your new home. Springtime we round up the doggies, Mark and Brand, and round off their tails. We round up our horses, load up the chuck wagon, then throw the doggies up on the trail. Whoopie-tie-yo, get along, little doggies, it's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoopie-tie-yo, get along, little doggies, for you know Wyoming will be yours.